Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Sin always tries to hide itself. It's a pathetic process, but it's always bound to fail. Sooner or later, the sin will be revealed. Given that we are all sinners and regularly do things that are well short of perfection, we all need to know what to do when we sin. The writer is clear that the best approach is to come clean. When we admit that we've done wrong and turn away from our sins, we will find God's mercy. In Psalm 32, King David reflected on how grim life was when he refused to confess his sin to God. He said, "My body wasted away and I groaned all day long. Day and night your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat." The evil one will always try to persuade us that sin is fun and that we'll easily be able to get away with it. But the truth is different. It's a burden that's difficult to carry and leads to guilt, shame, and more bad decisions. The only way to get free from sin is to confess it and to turn to face in a new direction. That was John's message in his letter when he addressed the people who said that they had no sin. He called them liars. Then he declared the wonderful news that if we confess our sins, the Lord will forgive our sins and cleanse us from everything that's wrong. That's from 1 John chapter 1. That's the good news that we need to take with us into each day. As we live for God, we hope and pray that we'll sin less and less. But when we do trip up, if we confess our sins and ask for God's forgiveness, we can be sure that we are forgiven. There is no more wonderful feeling than to know that the burden of sin has rolled away. So let me ask you a question. What do you find to be the most helpful way of confessing your sins to God? Now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you are so ready to forgive our sins. Help us never to take this amazing gift for granted. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.